The Gemara started in the beginning of the fourth parak, asking why it is that lulav is not taken on Shabbos. After all, the whole problem is only nisr of muksa. So what would be so terrible for a mitzvah d'oraisa to be docha the problem of muksa? So Gemara said, no, it's not a muksa issue. It's gzeira shemi yitlenu biyadov yelich etzubaki lilmod v'yaviranu abramos brishus rabim. We're afraid that a person is going to come to carry the lulav dalet amos brishus rabim, which is the same concern we have about taking blowing shofar on Shabbos, and the same concern we have about reading the Megillah on Shabbos. So Gemara said, okay, so if that's a legitimate concern, then even when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, we should not take lulav. We should not take lulav on Shabbos. Why is it that the Mishnah assumes that when the first day falls on Shabbos, lulav is docha Shabbos? So the Gemara says that since Yom HaRishon is a din d'oraisa everywhere to take lulav, the Rabbanan were not goes there to not take lulav on Shabbos. But all the other days, at least bikvulin outside of the Mikdash, is only a din for Yom Echad. The outside of the Mikdash, the other days of Yantif, there is no din d'oraisa of taking lulav. So the Rabbanan were goes there in the Mikdash not to take it on Shabbos. The Gemara goes on to say it darshin each word of the pasuk lekachtam lechem biyom rishon, because the Gemara wanted to know where do we ever find that there is a mitzvah min haTorah to take lulav bigvulin. So Gemara darshins ulekachtam teaches us that every single person of Klal Yisrael has to take lulav. Lechem teaches us that you have to own it; it can't be borrowed or stolen. Biyom teaches us even on Shabbos, and Rishon teaches us even Begvulin. HaRishon, the extra hay, tells me that it's Eino Docha El Yom Tov Rishon Bilvad, that it's only Docha the first day of that only on the first day of Yontif is it Docha Shabbos. The Gemara then makes a drasha about Machshirei Lulav, that Lulav Kol Machshirei, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Lulav and all the Machshirei Lulav, all the preparations you need to do to prepare the Lulav, is Docha Shabbos, and as opposed to because Rabbi Eliezer darshins by Yom Va'afilu B'Shabbos. What do the Rabbanan do with the word Bayom? The Rabbanan will say, no, we already need the word Bayom to tell me Bayom v'lo b'layla, that you take lulav during the daytime, not the nighttime. Where's Rabbi Lazar going to learn to take lulav by the daytime and not the nighttime? Because there's another word, yom. The pasuk says, shivas yamim, you take lulav. So Yidarshin's yamim v'lo leilos. The Rabbanan say, no, yamim v'lo leilos. Yamim might not mean yamim v'lo leilos. Might mean seven consecutive days, just like by Sukkot. So that's what the Gemara points out. The Braisa struggles with when we say that you're supposed to sit in Sukkot for shivas yamim. So should we learn the definition of the word yamim from miluim and therefore include nighttime as well, or should we learn it from lulav and therefore not include nighttime as well? So the Gemara says that at the end of the day, teshvu l'gzeirah shava, that since it says the word teshvu by miluim and it says the word teshvu by Sukkot, so we assume that it means the nighttime as well. Then the basic Gemara raises the question, arava b'shvi my time adach yashavas, what is it about the seventh day that the mitzvah of Arava on the seventh day is going to be Docha Shabbos, not on any of the other days? So the Gemara says, well, we have to pick a day that it's going to be Docha Shabbos just to be mefarsim that there exists such a concept of a mitzvah Arava. People would not have known that there exists such a concept. Okay, so then why not have the first day? Because everyone would have assumed that it's just a lulav issue if it was the first day. We have to make it clear this is about a mitzvah called Arava. So why not any of the days in between? Because we like to have either the first or the last, a nice, easy to remember day. That's why Arava Dafka Biyom Shvi. Why not all the days? Because we don't want a rava to be treated more seriously than we treat the mitzvah of lulav. The Gemara then has a discussion whether the mitzvah of a rava is done b'netila or b'zakifa. And the Gemara, is the mitzvah of a rava to actually take the arava, to hold the arava, or is it just to stand it up next to the mizbeach? So the Gemara had three rayas. First of all, the fact that we juxtapose lulav to arava, we associate them together in the Mishnah. So we thought at first that must mean that just like lulav, the mitzvah is netilas lulav, mitzvah must be netilas arava. The Gemara says, nah, not necessarily. Second raya, it says every day that they were makif the mizbeach one time, and on that day they were makif seven times. So makif seven times around the mizbeach doesn't mean they're holding the arava netila. So the Gemara says, nah, maybe they're just holding the lulav. It's not a mitzvah netila. Then the third raya, the Gemara says that lulav, the Braisa tells us that lulav is docha Shabbos b'tchilaso and arava b'sofo, and one time the mitzvah of the Hoshana Rabbah fell out on Shabbos, and everyone brought their aravos to the Beis HaMikdash the day before, and they left them in the Azara, and the Baitusim went and put them under rocks, knowing that when everyone comes back the next day to find their aravos, they're not going to be metalto the rocks, because it's going to be a violation of Muktzah. But the Amei Aretz, who didn't know anything about Muktzah, just removed the rocks anyway to give access to the aravos. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, we see from that story that it's binatilihi, that the mitzvah is binatila, because in that story we mentioned that the mitzvah is chibut arava. Chibut arava sounds like you're holding it in your hand and you're banging the arava on something. So since it's called chibut arava, so that's enough in a raya that the mitzvah is binatila. So that the Gemara says tiyufta, that seems to be a very clear raya. Okay.